Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me to the conference. The topic of my paper is the non-state parties and the preliminary examination of Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations. It consists of four parts. The first part briefly introduces the preliminary examination and Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations. Due to time constraints, I skip this part. The second part of the paper concerns the procedure applied to Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations in the preliminary examination stage. In this part, my paper discusses two issues. First, the reasons for the court to apply the same procedure to Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations as the procedures applied to the proceedings of the prosecutors prior motu. According to Articles 15 and 53 of the statute and the regulation of the OTP, the OTP may initiate preliminary examinations on the basis of any information on crimes, a referral of a state party or the Security Council, or an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration. The court treats the situations in two different ways by applying different procedures. Regulation 45 of the regulations of the court requires the prosecutor to inform the presidency in writing as soon as a situation has been referred to the prosecutor by a state party or the Security Council. The prosecutor is not required to inform the presidency of any information on crimes and an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration launched by a non-state party. Accordingly, the presidency shall assign a pretrial chamber shall assign a situation referred by state party or the Security Council to a pretrial chamber. The pretrial chamber shall be responsible for any matters arising out of the situations assigned to it. But the presidency can do nothing for an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration and will leave all matters arising from the declaration in the hands of the prosecutor. Further, the prosecutor can decide to proceed with the investigation into a situation referred by a state party after preliminary examination without authorization of a pretrial chamber, while if the prosecutor concludes that there is a reasonable basis to proceed with the investigation into the situation arising out of the declaration, he or she shall submit to the pretrial chamber a request for authorization of an investigation. Until then, and for that purpose, shall the prosecutor inform the presidency of the situations arising out of the declarations. The reasons for the court to treat them differently are that, first, as the appeals chamber said in the Babu case, by becoming a state a party to the Roman Statute, a state accepts the jurisdiction of the court. At the same time, as a member of the General Assembly of States Parties, the state enjoys numerous rights, including the right to refer situations. While a non-state party accepting the jurisdiction of the court by launching Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration is obliged to cooperate with the court, but does not have all the rights or obligations of a state party. An accepting state even does not have a right to refer its own situation. Second, the acceptance of the jurisdiction of the court by states is a precondition for the court to exercise jurisdiction. The appeals chamber acknowledged that a declaration could involve in a specific situation, but the question of whether a situation exists become relevant only once the court considers whether it may exercise its jurisdiction under Article 13 of the statute. In my view, most of the declarations are not just a general acceptance of the ICC jurisdiction, as the state's parties have done through ratification of the Rome Statute. Having temporal, territorial, and in some cases, personal parameters contained in Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations, the non-state parties have combined two steps into one, namely to express their consent to accept the jurisdiction of the court and to refer their own situations to the prosecutor. So far, the prosecutor and the chambers have treated the situations arising out of the declarations in the same way as the prosecutor initiated proceedings, preliminary examinations pro prior motu. This treatment appears not quite appropriate because they are not the same. First, the situation was brought to the prosecutor by a government of a state publicly and formally by a declaration launched by with the registrar. It's not the same as any information on the crimes that the prosecutor has received from various undisclosed sources. Regulation 25 of the OTP also makes a distinction between the two by listing a situation arising from any information on crimes and a situation arising from an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration in separate subparagraphs. To treat them with the same procedure makes them listed in separate categories redundant. Second, the wording of Articles 12 and 13 of the Rome Statute make it clear that by becoming a state party to the Rome Statute, the state only accepts the jurisdiction of the court. Then the court may exercise its jurisdiction if a criminal situation is referred to the prosecutor. But Article 12, Paragraph 3 states that by declaration lodged with the registrar, a non-state party accepts the exercise of the jurisdiction by the court, rather than accepts the jurisdiction of the court. Consequently, an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration has two implications. The first is that the accepting state accepts the ad hoc jurisdiction of the court over the situation it may refer to the court. And the second is that the court can exercise its jurisdiction with respect to the situation arising out of the declaration. The second issue of the second part of the paper discusses the consequences of the application of the procedure to an Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations. The procedure applied to Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations has two consequences. One is the lack of judicial oversight. In the case of Egyptian declaration, the pretrial chamber too refused to review the prosecutor's decision not to accept the declaration. However, under the procedure applicable to the situation referred by a state party, the assigned pretrial chamber can consider relevant matters very quickly. The referring state may also request the pretrial chamber to reconsider the situation of the prosecutor not to proceed with the investigation. This is the safeguard against the abuse of power or inappropriate exercise of power by the prosecutor. The same safeguard should be provided to non-state parties who have made declarations to accept the exercise of jurisdiction of the court. The other consequence is the lack of the time limit for the prosecutor to make a decision on preliminary examination. The preliminary examination of a situation arising out of the declaration took much longer. For example, the government of Cote d'Ivoire made a declaration in 2003. The prosecutor did not reach any conclusion until 19th of May 2011. In contrast, the preliminary examination of the situation referred by state parties have been processed quickly. This is partly because the pretrial chamber have seized the initiative, which can stimulate the prosecutor to make a quicker decision. The third part of the paper analysis the determination of the validity of the Article 12, Paragraph 3 declaration. My paper discusses the mistakes of the prosecutor made in the decision on the 2009 Palestine Declaration to refer the legal issue to the United Nations, which is a political organization and does not possess an authority to determine whether Palestine is a state or not. My paper argues that according to the doctrine of competence, and the rules and the theory of interpretation of treaties, the chamber of the ICC have the authority to make an authentic interpretation of the term state in Article 12, Paragraph 3 of the statute, and to determine whether an entity that makes the declaration is a state. Actually, the prosecutor's position are controversial. On the one hand, the prosecutor claimed that he had no authority to determine whether Palestine was a state. And on the other hand, the prosecutor believed that she was fully competent to determine a legitimate government representing a state to accept the jurisdiction of the court in the case of Egyptian declaration. Besides, the two tests that the prosecutor adopted for determination of a government of a state were also debatable. In dealing with the Ukraine declarations, the prosecutor also neglected who is entitled to sign the declaration on behalf of the state. In addition, a declaration may be conflict with fundamental domestic law of the accepting state, which might also affect the validity of the declaration in accordance with Article 46 of the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. So leaving these issues in the hands of the prosecutor without judicial oversight is troublesome. The prosecutor is highly competent in and have extensive practical experience in the prosecution or trial of criminal cases. He or she is not required to possess the competence in international law. So when issues related to validity of the declaration have been raised, they should be determined by chambers, because judges have competence inter alia in relevant areas of international law. They can decide the criteria for statehood, choose a proper approach to determine governments, consider whether there are legal obstacles to such declaration accepting the jurisdiction of the ICC in accordance with international law. In view of similar issues concerning the validity of Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations may occur again in the future, there should be a separate procedure regarding the validity of Article 12, Paragraph 3 declarations to be determined by a pretrial chamber when necessary, and leave the other issues concerning the jurisdiction of the court in the preliminary examination to be conducted by the prosecutor. The final part of the paper is the conclusion and the suggestions. A declaration is formally launched with the registrar by a non-state party. It's not the same as any information. The prosecutor should inform the accepting state his conclusion on the preliminary examination of the situation related to the declaration within a reasonable time. Therefore, clear guidelines and a general timeline are needed. Also, judicial oversight should be placed by including a provision in the regulation of the court stating that upon receipt of a declaration under Article 12, Paragraph 3 of the Rome Statute, the prosecutor shall inform the presidency the declaration. The presidency shall designate a pretrial chamber to consider any issue with respect to the validity of the declaration at the request of the prosecutor or when the presidency considers necessary. That brings my presentation to the end. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.